Hi, you're listening to Book Chat with author Vivian E. Moore.
Welcome, everybody, to this week's episode. We really appreciate you joining us. This podcast really shows us how we can all learn, live, and thrive off of each other. By sharing our knowledge through our conversations, we will impart some knowledge whilst learning ourselves how to progress even further. Here is your host.
Hello and welcome to Book Chat. I am your host, author Vivian E. Moore. Hope everyone had a beautiful Easter. I hope you had a good week and I hope you're having an even better weekend. I hope you are preparing for the solar eclipse that's taking place on Monday. It's supposed to be, you know, cloudy and rainy here where we are, but, you know, still we will see the effects of the eclipse because it's going to be dark, but just wherever you are, be safe. Okay. All right. So we're going to get straight to today's show. The title is Passion and Purpose, and the topic is the indispensable duo. You know, lately I've pondered why I do what I do. Okay. So, basically I needed to reassess my passion and my purpose. And, sometimes, the desire can be a bit overwhelming and it can outweigh the purpose. But, you know, after considering my love of writing and sharing it with readers, I decided I couldn't separate the two. Why? Because of the fire within. You know, passion and purpose, they arise as the twin stars that guides our journeys in this human existence. And individually, you know, they are still powerful, but together they form an unstoppable force that propels us toward fulfillment and success. You know, it's the fuel that ignites our souls, the spark that drives us forward, even in the face of adversity. It is that intense enthusiasm, that love and commitment to something that resonates so deeply within us. Okay. So, you know, whether it's a hobby or, you know, if you're considering this thing as a career, you know, and it can even extend over to relationships, you know, that passion, it infuses our actions with energy and determination, no matter what it is. And you know what else? We willingly invest time and effort and resources without even thinking about it when we're passionate about something, because it gives us a sense of purpose and joy. We need those things in our lives, and it makes the journey towards our goals more meaningful and rewarding. Okay. So, you know, don't look for those rewards up front because they won't be there. All right. So you just need to run on and see what the end is going to be. Okay. So we know that passion, it fuels creativity. All right. So, it's that innovation and that perseverance that enables us to overcome those obstacles and achieve extraordinary things. All right. So why? Because of the purpose. All right. We know that the passion and the purpose, they are the indispensable duo. They go together, you know, like peanut butter and jelly. All right. They are the perfect pair. And purpose is like our North Star. You know, while passion provides the fire, purpose is our guiding star that illuminates the path. All right. You know, if you'll just allow me to wax philosophical just for that moment. All right. So purpose is why we do what we do. All right. So it is that deeper meaning, that deeper understanding behind all of our actions and our aspirations, because it gives our lives direction, clarity, and significance. I mean, why do what you do if you don't have an overall view of your passion and your purpose? you know, because we all need that direction. We all need that clarity, okay, to signify why we do what we do. So when you have a clear sense of purpose, you know, that instills a sense of focus and determination. All right. So, you know, if you're struggling right now, don't give up. Don't give up. Just reassess and just get a clear view of why you're doing what you do, because it helps us to prioritize our goals. Okay. And it makes our decisions align with our values. And so we all want to stay resilient, even when we're facing challenges. Okay. We want to stay resilient because that is so important. You have to have resiliency in anything that you do in life in general. You have to be resilient. Okay. So we know that every action becomes intentional and impactful, you know, when we live with purpose. All right. Why would you live your life if it does not have purpose? And I'm not saying, you know, what you think I'm saying. Okay. Just go ahead and wipe that thought completely out of your mind, because I am definitely not saying that. But I'm just saying that when we live our lives with purpose, it gives it more meaning. Because what we're doing is we're contributing to a greater sense of fulfillment and accomplishment. Okay. We're talking about passion and purpose. All right. Nothing more, nothing less. All right. So we know that this indispensable duo of passion and purpose, they are not mutually exclusive. Okay. Because they complement each other intensely. They do. They just go together. You know, talking about those perfect pairs, you know, when you put an outfit together, ladies, you know, everything in that ensemble has to be, you know, on point. All right. From the hair, the makeup, the clothes, the shoes. All right. And even the purse sometimes. Everything has to be on point. All right. So because we know, you know, on a serious tip, we know that passion fuels our desires to pursue our purpose. All right. And so while purpose gives meaning and direction to our passions. Okay. But we know that passion and purpose, they create a harmonious synergy that amplifies our potential and it drives us toward excellence. Okay. We all want to be better at what we do. My mother always said practice makes perfect. Okay. And you know, when I was younger, I didn't understand that, but now as an adult, I definitely understand that. Okay. I understand it better by and by. All right. So, but without passion, our endeavors, they lack that emotional depth and that commitment, needed to weather the storms of life. All right. We know that, without passion and purpose, we're just here, you know, we're just here doing nothing, you know, that's intentional, doing nothing that's purposeful. We're just here. Okay. And to me, that's a waste. All right. So do something, that is, you know, that has some depth. Commit to something. You know, a lot of us lack that. We lack that commitment in what we do. We start and we never finish. Don't do that. All right. Don't do that. So just keep that fire burning, that passion burning. OK, and it will fuel your purpose. Trust me on this, because I know of what I speak. You know, even when our passions fizzle out without purpose, you know, it sort of leaves us feeling adrift and unfulfilled. OK, just being real right now. But it's the combination of these two elements that transforms ordinary existence into an extraordinary journey of growth, contribution, and fulfillment. I mean, who does not want to be fulfilled? Okay. It's just a part of life, to have those fulfilling moments within it. All right. So when you cultivate those passions, while embracing the purpose, you know, it nurtures our passion by helping us to explore our interests. Okay. And honing our skills. We must do that. All right. And just immersing ourselves fully in what brings us joy and fulfillment. Okay. Because, it requires that introspection, you know, those self-discovery, moments and then that willingness to embrace, all of your unique talents and your aspirations. Okay. All of these things go together. They go together. Okay. So, you know, what we need to do is to to always discover what makes us tick on the inside. Okay, have those introspective moments when we just settle down for a moment, you know, and just meditate on our drive, on our purpose, and just focus on that. You know, just leave the passion there because it's there. All right, we have the passion simmering. Okay, while we cultivate our purpose, we need to do that. All right, you always need to do that, and always remember that those passions and the purpose, they go hand in hand. We need both of those things to achieve our goals. Because when you discover your purpose, you know, that involves reflecting on your values. Okay, what do you value in life? You know, is it your beliefs? Is it your aspirations? Whatever applies to you, that's what you need to focus on and discover what is your driving force. Because it's about identifying what truly matters and then aligning those actions with your core principles and your goals. Okay. So, you know, we know that purpose, it gives us a sense of direction and meaning, but it also guides our choices. And then, folks, guess what else it does? It shapes our legacy. You know, everything we want to do, we want to leave an imprint. All right. We want to leave that imprint for future generations, whether they are familial or just, you know, people we don't even know. But we want to leave a legacy behind. We want to give them, you know, those footprints, those blueprints of why we did what we did, you know, so it can help others do what they do. All right. So they can focus on their passions and also their purpose. All right. So just remember that we must have the passion. Okay. That extends to the purpose, because it is the fuel that ignites our souls. Okay. And we need to take whatever we do seriously. You know, if it's just a hobby, okay, I get it. This is just something that you're doing to pass time. But if it is something that you are seriously considering as a career, then you most definitely need to cultivate it. Okay. Because we know that passion fuels creativity. All right. And we know that passion is the fire, that is like our guiding light sometimes. And it also gives us that deeper purpose of why we do what we do. And we also need that clarity. All right. Because every action sparks a reaction. All right. And we know that purpose and passion is that indispensable duo. All right. So we know that without passion, you know, we lack that emotional connection to weather the storms of career, life, whatever it may be. And sometimes if you feel like your passion is about to die out, then you need to rekindle those flames. You need to do what makes you happy. All right. And just cultivate those passions while you embrace the purpose of doing what you do. Because in the end, passion and purpose are not just luxuries, but they are essential components of a fulfilling and meaningful life. All right. Because they fuel our drive. They give our lives meaning. They inspire us to reach for the stars. As we cultivate our passions and embrace our purpose, we unlock our full potential and create a legacy that resonates with authenticity, impact, and fulfillment. All right, guys. So that is the show for today. I hope that you found something useful from this message, and I hope that you will listen, like, and share, because that is also part of the passion and the purpose of why I do what I do on this show each week. I missed you guys last week. We didn't have a show because of the resurrection and then the Holy Saturday celebration. So I hope everybody enjoyed your Easter Sunday with, you know, however you celebrate it. I hope you enjoyed it extensively. And as I always say, remember to tell those who you care about the most how you feel about them, because tomorrow is not promised. Today may be the only chance you get to say it. So on that note, I love you. I hope you love me back. Until the next time you hear my voice, God bless you and goodbye.
Loved what you've heard on this week's episode? Well, the answer is simple. It would mean the world to us if you could head over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review and feedback. Spreading the word really is the best way to grow our podcast and achieve even greater things. Thank you. Thank you.